95.7 The Hog, the Morning Hog. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour. Oh my God, that's such a good thing because it's Friday. Josh S.R. Perot right there. Woo! And Steve, who's also thirsty. Steve had said earlier in the show, he was like, dude, I love Josh, but I love him hard and long time today because you're bringing some... some easy. New choices for us to try, right?
Easy.
Yeah, I'm not so sure on that phrasing.
Okay, yeah, me neither.
Oh, we'll retake that later.
I'm sure that's exactly what he said. I just don't...
He probably said, hey, Josh is bringing drinks. That's what he said. Yeah, that's right. That's what it was. So what are we getting into today? These are all new.
These are all new.
I love it.
One, you'll recognize the label.
Okay.
The other one, you probably will not.
All right.
So we're going to start the one that you do not.
Okay, let's do it.
So it's a company called Rey Azul.
Rey Azul. Okay.
Never heard. I think Steve brushed up on his Spanish lately. Might know this one.
Rey Azul is the guy that taught Steve Spanish, coincidentally. It's weird.
Yeah, Rey Azul means blue king.
Oh, look boy. At this guy.
By the way.
Wow. I don't...
In case you were wondering.
I don't believe you, but I was absolutely go with it. Wondering. Yeah. Because I'm too lazy to Google it. All right, so Rey Azul. Okay.
This is mango?
So, these are our tequila-based canned cocktails.
Oh!
So, it's real tequila.
Woo!
I believe they are 5%, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
100 calories. We're seeing this whole shift in the beer industry or alcohol industry, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
To seltzers have been the hottest thing on the planet
for
the last three, 4 years.
Right.
Now the liquor companies are starting to catch on. They're like, hey, we can do that, but with your favorite brands.
Okay, I get that.
Or with newer brands, such as Rey Azul. But we can do it with liquor, right?
Now,
I'm feeling this already.
I don't mind liquor.
Yep.
It's my least drunk alcohol over beer, wine, you know, whatever.
Least drink.
It's really
least
drink. Thank you, Joe.
But a lot of times I don't like to drink it because I'll never make the same thing twice.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So that's why I shy away from it. This is going to be made the same way.
Absolutely.
Consistency every time.
Exactly. Remix. Yep. Remixed. You're going to get 5% every time, so you know what you're drinking. You're able to extend the party a little bit longer than you would if you're having a regular cocktail.
I see.
But you're getting the same flavors, right?
Right. Right.
So this particular one comes in an 8-pack variety.
Oh.
You'll see that a lot with these spirit-based, just because pricing makes a little bit more sense when you're buying 8.
Okay.
Try to buy 12, and it's like $27. You're going to go buy a bottle.
You're shy away.
Yeah. So we got mango is what we're starting off with.
Okay.
And all these flavors also have a hint of lime to kind of match up with that tequila.
I'm getting it on
lime
the
and salt.
It's like a beer with the hops that comes around on the backside, but it's fruit up front.
Yep. So a hint of sea salt. First up's mango.
All right.
The first thing I notice about these cocktails, spirit based ones, is they taste a lot cleaner. If that makes sense. A lot of people that do not care for the seltzers out there say that they have a weird aftertaste.
There's no linger. Yeah.
And these do not have that.
No. I would agree. I wouldn't have thought about that. And Steve, what are you doing?
What, dude?
Okay. Don't do the blender yet. Let Josh get us another one.
So we don't have to mix any of these?
No. These are all pre-mixed.
Oh.
Yeah. Pre-mixed.
Okay, well.
You're fine.
Sorry about that, Nate.
It's all right, man.
So with the 8-pack,
Josh did the work. Yeah,
you're getting two of each flavor. Right?
Oh, okay.
So next up is pineapple.
Twins.
Yeah.
Pineapple.
Oh, pineapple, dude.
With a hint of sea salt.
That's the first.
We don't have our. You know, we have the berry chart. We don't have the fruit chart up here. But if we did, pineapple number one.
Yeah.
For me, I don't know about you guys.
It is definitely shot to the top of the chart.
Yeah. I mean, it's with a bullet. You know.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yep. Man.
Tequila's not overpowering.
It's very well balanced.
Agreed. That's what it is. Sometimes when you get a margarita or something like that made out at a bar. People
That's good.
Tend to say they like to be overboard.
Yeah.
But they like the result of being overboard.
Sure.
They don't necessarily like the flavor.
Right.
So, like Steve said, this is nicely balanced. So you're getting the flavor of that little bit of salt. You're getting the pineapple.
Very much.
The tequila. Very nice.
I feel like... pineapple plays more friendly with tequila than maybe some of the other fruits, and that's good for pineapple. Good job, pineapple. I'm proud of you. And tequila's always been my friend. Tequila has never made my clothes fall off. It's never got me in handcuffs. It's never got me on a deserted island with no mirror.
That you remember.
Great point, Josh. Great point. All right, let's go to the next one. What else you got?
So next up is going to be grapefruit.
Okay.
Ooh.
I think this
I'm very excited.
This one's got a kick to it right here.
Oh, I love that great smell, by the way.
I love the smell of
I do too.
Tequila, number one.
Oh, no. Wow. Never mind. I disagree with you on that one. Yeah. I thought you were going the other way.
Yeah. Steve is on the bottom rung of the ladder of the of the Brewer View tequila enthusiast, but you're finding out that tequila can mix nicely.
That's right.
Some of your great flavors.
Normally, I have one foot on the ground still.
Right. Fortunately, you can't see his feet.
That's my...
Unless you watch the video with the Morning Hog on YouTube.
It's nicely done.
Oh, it's good.
That's freaking great.
Nice work.
And like I said, again, 100 calories.
You're getting less for... You're getting more for less.
There Boom. You go.
Whoa, Josh, call them. Call them right now. Call Ray.
All right, fine.
And tell him, like, you can use that.
Call Ray.
Right? I mean,
excuse me, can I speak to Mr. Ray Azul?
Try it. If you look him up online,
is Mr. Azul there, please?
Tell me you heard of him.
I have a feeling that they would probably just.
Yeah. You can try it, though, if you want to.
What flavor do we have now?
How can you not have a classic lime, right?
True.
This is a margarita of the purest kind right here.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all clear as well. Okay. I'm going to point that out because after the break, we may have a.
Oh,
that smells good.
That's very different right there. I was thinking like hint of lime. No, that's like a put a lime in your mouth and have a margarita.
But not super
that's
tart.
That's my favorite.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, it's not squeeze. It's
you
not
know
the,
what? I actually like all these.
Yeah. I know, me too.
And they're so clean.
You get the sampler. I'm not going to share any of these.
You said that these come in an 8-pack?
Correct. 8-pack variety.
So I'm going to go buy like 4 of these 8-packs and I'll just keep all the limes.
Wow.
Okay. Whoa. I'll take the rest of them.
Steve's going to have, you're going to have like a liquidation sale of all the good flavors.
Do you know where you can check to find
those? SOPROT.com/beerfinder.
Wow.
Oh, man, that sounds weird coming from that side.
It does. Kind of awkward.
Let's not do that.
I don't like it the most. Well, more flavors coming up on the other side of the Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog at the Morning Hog.